Welcome to episode 180 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, so it's day 12 of my 75 hard journey this year, and the morning workout was a lower body workout today and was really good. Just to also answer a couple DMs that I got from people, yes, I do wake up super early to do my workouts. I wake up Monday through Friday about 3:15 in the morning, and I try to get started on my workout by about 3:30 so I can finish about 4:30, because I start work at 5 a.m. So it might sound crazy to some people to wake up at 3:15 to work out, but that's what I do, and it works for me. And, you know, it gets my body moving. I'm able to get some coffee and, you know, clean up before I need to log into work. It's just enough time for me to do what I need to do. And then so I'm energized for start of work. And then by the end of work, I normally just do my walk outside. And then I'm done with the workout portion of my day. And it works for me. And then I have the rest of the day to do the other miscellaneous things that I need to do, which is, like, as you guys know, 10 pages of reading, finishing up my gallon of water. Usually I just take my pick first thing in the morning when I, you know, am walking to my workout area. I just take a quick pick and I move on. And that's basically it. My second workout today, I actually had to push out about an hour and a half, because my son had an appointment and I had to get him to that. And but my workout this afternoon was nice. It was a beautiful 60 something degree day again. Not a cloud in the sky. Just beautiful to get out and breathe the cool air. You know what I mean? Just to be outside and not around people and just in the quiet of the day. And a lot of people, I know people who don't get that, but it's something that I do enjoy, just being alone and just walking around my neighborhood and just enjoying the peace. I don't know. If you're one of those people, DM me. I would just love to hear what you think about, you know, the quiet, and enjoying the quiet. If it's unusual for the people around you to know that about you, or if it's just something, oh yeah, they know that you've always been that way. Anyway, so that's how my day went for 75 hard. So you all know that I'm a single mom. I have a daughter and I have a son. I always said when they were little, I was like, I only want two, one for each hand. Because I was the third child and I never really got to hold my mom and dad's hand. I had to hold like my sister's hand. I was like the odd person out. And so I wanted either two or four. I knew I couldn't handle four, so I settled for two. And I didn't want my child to be a singleton, so I just didn't want one. Because I think for myself, I wanted my child to have a partner in life. You know, a lifelong sibling. So that's why I just had the two. Anyway, my son is younger, and today was his last pediatric visit. So sad. It was a milestone for me as a mom, especially, you know, being a single mom. I was there for him like his entire life, being the main caregiver and doing appointments and sports and teacher visits and conferences and going to field trips. I was that person who did those things. I was not a helicopter parent. I would let my child fall and fail and cry. I didn't coddle him in that way, neither of my kids. I would comfort them when they needed it, but I didn't coddle them or fight their battles. That wasn't me. But today was a milestone, his last pediatric visit, and it was kind of just, in my heart, I was sad, because now he's going to just go on his appointments on his own, and I just will have to remind him to set those up, because I think yearly visits to the doctor is really important, so they have a baseline for you when you are healthy, so that when you are sick, they can see the difference. in you, in your weight, in your behavior, in just, you know, your physical aspect. So today was the last day, and like I said, it made me sad in my heart, but also so proud, because, you know, we went over the chart, the growth chart and stuff, where he started with that specific pediatric office. We started with them in 2012 when we moved to the city that we live in. And so it's been a good 9 years that we've been going to that specific office. And so they've seen him grow up. You know, when he was 9, he was not in puberty yet. He was still a little guy. And now he's taller than me, weighs heavier than me. He's a young adult. And this marks that moment, that milestone for that last visit. He turned 18 earlier this month. And like I said, it's just one of those... You think when they're babies that time goes so slowly because you're stuck, you know, changing diapers and those endless nights where they don't sleep, and when they want to sleep with you at night and they're restless or crying or in their terrible twos when you're trying to discipline them and show them, you know, boundaries, and it seems like the world is standing still and like it's endless, the drama and the angst that you have to deal with, and the crying, the endless crying and tantrums, and then you blink your eyes and it's like I see him now, it's like this adult. It's like time seemed to move slow, but it never did. It was still moving fast. And it's hard sometimes for me to realize that they are, both my kids are adults, because my daughter will be 21 this year. But the fact that today marked that last baby doctor visit for my entire life, it's that realization that, you know, they're adults, both of them. It was easier when it was my daughter, because I knew I still had my son left. But now that chapter is closed for me. And like I have, you know, friends whose kids are still young and they're like years and years and years away from, you know, where I'm at. So they don't understand the feeling that I'm having. It's wonderful and yet sad, but I'm relishing in the moment, and I'm glad I'm documenting it, because I can look back decades from now and years from now and just listen to how I felt and just relive the moment. Anyway, guys, that's it for now, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast.